231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday, December 17th, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. I sent out six envelopes yesterday for people that have requested a rear window sticker. I've got five more text messages so far this morning from the repeat of yesterday's show. Yesterday afternoon, I'll get those in the mail today. I'm going to be heading into town. Been having this nagging cold infection, sinus infection. Well, it's gone into my lymph nodes. They're swollen. My throat is a little sore. So I have a doctor's appointment. Going to go into Elk Rapids today, see my doctor, see what's going on. And probably get some antibiotics. I've been struggling with this thing, honestly, ever since the November 5th election. I stood out in the rain waving to cars that were going to Mansalona Township to vote that night in the rain. Sherry Hogan was in the rain with me. We were soaked to the bone. And then I had to deal with going around and picking up signs. And then the snow came, so just outdoors doing a lot of stuff, getting hot, sweaty, in cold temperatures has not played very good on my voice, my sinuses, so got a couple of things I got to get done. So if you would like to help us out and put a rear window sticker on your vehicle so that we can get the name recognition, the radio station out there to the general public, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. We want to hit the ground running in January in name ID, name recognition for the radio station, and a cheap, easy way for you to help us raise our ratings for 97.7 is to put a rear window sticker on your vehicle. So just text me your name, your street address, and how many rear window stickers you could use on your vehicles and maybe some friends you know who listen to the radio station. We will mail them to you. You can get them to them as well as putting them on your own vehicle. And we would greatly, greatly appreciate that. If we can do well in the first quarter of 2025 in the Nielsen ratings, that's going to help us get regional sponsors. Actually, we might even pick up some national sponsors. So, greatly appreciate if you do that for us. Again, text me your name, your address, and how many stickers you can get out for us on vehicles, and we'll send them out to you today. I got five to do right now. I'm going to the post office anyway, going to the doctor's office. So greatly appreciate if you could help us in Texas. Again, send me a text, 231-360-5140, your name, address, and how many stickers you can get out for us. Now, getting back to this story, these political pundits, finishing up Jamie Rowe's statement, Joe Tate is just the guy in charge of this impossible situation, end quote, said Jamie Rowe. Mario Morrow and Associates founder said some members of Tate's caucus clearly are not being helpful. I don't think Speaker Tate has lost full control of the caucus. However, there appears to be an orchestrated effort by a few of his members to politically embarrass him at the highest level. This doesn't speak well to party loyalty and keeping your dirty laundry in your own house. And I think it's kind of interesting that Karen Whitsitt is from Detroit. Well, so is Joe Tate. And because of Mike Duggan's early announcement, the current mayor of Detroit announcing he's not running for re-election, but in fact is going to run for governor in 2026 as an independent. Well, I think Joe Tate has his eye on running for mayor, has an exploratory committee set up, and is looking at it. Karen Whitsitt does not want him to be mayor of her city of Detroit. She appears to be supporting Fred Durhall, one of the city council members. Not only is Durhall a city councilman, but he used to be a state representative down in Lansing. Back in the day, 2012, when we were working on passing right to work with the Republicans, I had lunch with Fred. Really nice guy, always impeccably dressed, one of the best dressers as a state representative I've ever seen in Lansing. And he was definitely 100% pro-Detroit. If any bill was on the floor and didn't favor Detroit in some way, somehow, he voted against it, even if it was a Democrat bill. That's how loyal he was to his city of Detroit. Now, another political pundit kind of taking off on this line of questioning about whether or not Tate has lost control of the caucus. Dennis DeNoy, founder of Denzar Consulting, says Tate is clearly an embattled leader. A question like that holds the key to its own answer, he said. When you have members of your own caucus publicly calling you to task and saying that they have no faith in your leadership, you're well beyond a loss of control. When you insist that all is well in your own house and blame the minority party for playing politics, what you're doing is underscoring the perception that you've checked out and your tank is empty. Because that's basically what Tate's doing. When Matt Hall got all the Republicans to walk out of the chamber in protest over one specific issue, well, actually, kind of two tie-barred together, the tipped wage law issue and the paid sick leave mandatory, those two issues, Republicans got together and said, that's it, we're out of here. Tate then used that protest, that walkout, to blame the Republicans. That is a false argument, folks. The Democrats with 56 members have control of the House. They don't need the Republicans for any vote on any bills. So to blame them, I agree with Dennis. He's out of gas. Dennis went on to say, by ending his speakership in this manner, all Tate has done is further the question, should he in fact be a candidate for Detroit mayor? This will ensure that this question will be asked. How can you run a city as large as Detroit when you can't even run a caucus of 56 Democrats? Final consultant asked about this, Adam Beitley, Vice President of Public Affairs at Bellwether Public Relations, another special interest lobbying consulting firm. He said that Tate has little room to maneuver in, and the cracks are beginning to show. With a microscopic majority, two seats, Speaker Tate was always going to be in a tough position, leading a divided caucus that didn't have experience serving in the majority. That's the major problem. If you back the bus up, folks, to their victory in 2022, again, because 1.7 million Republicans didn't bother to vote in the midterm election of 2022, they got a two-seat majority. There's only one problem. Many of them were freshmen. Betsy Kofia, Jim Hadzma, many of these Democrats didn't have any experience serving not only in Lansing, but not serving in the majority. So it was hard to watch how this unfolded this term, especially in the final weeks of the fading Democratic trifecta. Once November 5th's election was held, they lost the majority. It became unclear how this is going to play out any differently, when basically the legislators took this last election year off in the House. You see, folks, the walk away from this whole thing, they did not pass any of these bucket list items during the regular session because they were so fearful of losing their majority that they had to go out and spend a lot of money on TV ads, mailers, knocking on doors, putting up signs. They were so focused on campaigning, they did not have the time to ram any of this stuff through. Well, once they lost the election, their majority, now they started scrambling to see how much of this they could get done. And a couple of these Democrats did not win re-election. Four of them lost their seats. So as a result, they're ticked off. Is this a good thing for the people of Michigan? That's what we'll talk about. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at tristancole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. So is what is happening in Lansing during this lame duck actually a good thing for Michigan? Well, with the Republicans walking out on Friday of the House chamber over the tipped wage credit and the earned sick time issue, Republicans are hoping to make this a big issue, build support among restaurant owners and workers for future elections, said Morrow. Denoy said the Republicans want to extend their recent wins on November 5th into the future. By demonstrating unified support for these two issues, House Republicans are hoping to further solidify gains with voters who supported them in this past election cycle. Now, given the disarray and lack of leadership from the Democrats in the House, it was an easy public relation win for the Republicans to do it. While the overall messaging behind Save My Tips campaign has been less effective than one would have expected, the image of a unified Republican caucus standing in support of a widely accepted policy proposal resonated with the people, which is just another way of saying the image was virally friendly, tailor-made for people to consume, especially in this news cycle. They did it on a Friday. They had the entire day on Friday afternoon to hold their press conference. And then the social media posts started erupting, which got spread, went viral on social media over the weekend. According to Bitely, the House Republicans scooped up the political ball, and now they're running with it. Republicans got a win-win-win situation by walking out on Friday's session. First of all, they stood up for the business community and the tipped wage workers across the state of Michigan. This then swung the spotlight onto the House Democrats as they devolved into chaos. And the Republicans avoided having to sit around the House chamber for 11 hours while the Democrats wasted away the end of their trifecta. Control the House, Senate, and the governorship, Well, guess what? They lost the house for 11 hours on Friday. Per the calendar, those were critical 11 hours that they got nothing accomplished. Short term, Republicans basically put the lame into the lame duck and brought action in the House largely to a close for that week's session. Long term, Republicans are going to use this tipped wage and earned sick time issue as a negotiation tactic in 2025. They're going to do that with the Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks and Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And when does that start? January 2nd. The law doesn't go into effect, folks, until February 21st of 2025. That gives them the first month of January and most of February to try to figure something out. Jamie Rowe, the Republican advisor consultant, said the House Republicans are publicizing this issue with a perspective, an argument that many voters will likely sympathize with. They end up shining a bright light on the Democrats' dysfunction, inability to deal with pressing issues facing the legislature. Especially during this lame duck session. The entire industry of workers, small business owners, and businesses that cater to serving the public, bars, restaurants, hotels, as we head into the holiday season, all of this will be used to point out the Democrat dysfunction and how badly the current speaker has handled this lame duck session. Speaker-elect Matt Hall and his entire Republican caucus were dead right to walk out. Why? Because it then forced the media to have to cover the Democrats' dysfunction. This was politically brilliant, said Jamie Rowe. Well, the final question, we're going to talk about this with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse. What are the chances that they will be able to restore the tip wage credit and perhaps change or eliminate the earned sick time? And will this be a winning issue for the Republicans leading into the midterm 2026 election? That's what we're going to talk about with Ian Murphy. Our number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14.